a case study from St. Luke's Institute, Silver Spring, Maryland. The title of the case study is Brother Bob, Individuation and Connection. The case study is by Lynn M. Levo, L-E-V-O, who is a licensed psychologist and director of education and editor of St. Luke's News Notes. The case study reads as follows. Brother Bob. Brother Bob is 35 years old. A year ago, he made his first profession and since that time has been assigned to his congregation's high school, where he is both a teacher and coach of the soccer team. As a new teacher who has a second and time-consuming position, Brother Rob is usually quite busy and is struggling to find time for himself. Recently, he was asked by the principal to help with the school musical. He reluctantly agreed because he did not feel he could say no. Since that time, Brother Rob has been increasingly irritable at school and at home. Recently, after returning from a community gathering where he felt compelled to say yes to being on the vocation awareness team, he hurt his hand when he punched the wall in his room. Brother Rob has decided to talk to a counselor because he realizes that he is becoming more and more angry. When he met with the counselor, he shared, "I feel that my life is not my own because I am not free to consider requests. Rather, I feel compelled to say yes. I don't want to be angry." As he began to work with a counselor, Brother Rob soon realized that being angry and his ability to say no were not new issues. As he spoke about his childhood, he realized how he learned to be responsible for others. At age 5, when his father became disabled, Brother Rob became the man of the house. He was responsible for tasks formerly done by his father and had to grow up quickly. He learned that it was his job to respond to his father's wants and needs, and that his own needs and wants were secondary. As his father coped with being disabled, he became both depressed and angry in response to so many losses: physical well-being, financial security, meaningful work and ways to enjoy life, and significant changes in relationships with his family and friends. In addition, his father struggled with being vulnerable and not knowing how to ask for what he needed in a direct and respectful manner. He was overly demanding and often responded with aggressive outbursts. As Brother Rob talked about this time, he realized that he had developed a similar pattern of dealing with frustrations and losses. He, too, had difficulty asserting himself, becomes mad when he is sad, and at times expresses his pent-up anger aggressively, either in words or behaviors. As he continued in counseling, Brother Rob came to some powerful and painful realizations. First, he saw that he tends to develop similar relationships, whether with men in his community or with the women that he dated during high school and college. These relationships are one-sided and lack mutuality, in which both individuals' needs are met. Rather, he seems to be drawn to relationships where he loses himself as he responds to the needs and wants of others, often resulting in feelings of frustration and anger that he does not know how to express in healthy ways. In addition, Brother Rob also realizes that he does not have a good sense of himself and that he has poor and often porous personal boundaries. He does not know how to assert himself or to negotiate relating with others in his ministry or in his personal life. Brother Rob realizes that he is quite lonely because no one really knows and loves him. Now we move on to the idea of individuation and connection. Brother Rob's relations are providing a great opportunity for personal transformation. He is moving away from the roles he was assigned in his family and is living more authentically. One way to understand this journey of conversion is to explore the dynamic relationship between individuation and connection. To the topic of individuation. Individuation refers to a person's ability to have and maintain a separate self, to care for oneself, and to develop and maintain flexible and fluid boundaries. Connection refers to a capacity to relate with others in adult, mutual, intimate ways, to be close to others and let others be close to you. Individuation and connection are ongoing developmental tasks. In quotes, we should get better at these as we mature, and need to be negotiated in every relationship. Too much of one dimension and not enough of another will lead to less than satisfying relationships and a failure to develop an authentic self. Brother Rob has learned to believe that others are more important than he is. He has difficulty maintaining separateness while staying connected to others. As a result, he is more likely to relate to someone who needs him and eventually comes to resent the lack of mutuality that everyone needs and that he desires. One of his current tasks is to learn to be self-referent, R-E-F-E-R-E-N-T. That is, to know and value what he thinks, feels, wants, needs, and dreams, and then be able to negotiate with what others think, feel, want, need, and dream. In order to be self-referent, Brother Rob will need to grow in self-awareness, which will require his getting in touch with his inner self. Taking time for himself, journaling, paying attention to feelings, especially those in the angry family, that is, rage, frustration, disappointment, and hurt, and talking with significant support persons, his counselor and spiritual director, will assist him to become more self-aware. Brother Rob also needs to learn how to be close to others without losing himself, that is, to be in authentic communion with others. Developing and maintaining healthy personal and ministerial boundaries will be crucial to achieve this goal. In addition, as Brother Rob learns to consider his own needs, he will grow in his capacity to be responsive to others rather than being responsible for others, which will help him to develop more satisfying and adult relationships. When individuals are able to maintain a separate sense of themselves as well as develop healthy mutual connections with others, they will be more likely characterized by the following: emotional honesty with self and others, and ability to care for self and others, appropriate self-disclosure, flexible and fluid boundaries, and an increasing capacity for empathy, the capacity to walk in another's shoes. In addition, their self-definition will change from being the hero / rescuer or victim to being a person in relationship. Healthy adult living is characterized by a dynamic, interdependent, and shifting balance between individuation and connectedness with others. While unhealthy living results from being stuck / fixated on one of these dynamics and lacking the skill to shift gracefully to the other dimension when needed. End of case study. Comment. I have known many people who work with the public who have had the Brother Rob complexion. And I would say the thing is, most of all, that they get caught up with people and they are not able to be independent. They connect, but there is also this connection which sort of takes them and eats them up. They need individuation. They need to know how to step back and say no. They need to know that, they are in these positions where people count on them, but they also have to keep themselves under control. Otherwise, people will just eat you up, and hence we have burnout. It's interesting that in the case studies that have been presented so far from St. Luke's Institute, that they always go back into the background of the person who's having a difficulty. The roots, our roots, are so important to the way we act. The better we know which is what is propelling us from the past, the better we can move into the present. I think this is a very good case study. It gives us thought on, you know, how do we deal with the public, those of us who are serving the public? And do we know how to cut back, as it were, and not feel that we're guilty because we're not doing all we can for others? It's a tricky business, and to know yourself, I believe, is at the bottom of handling it well. End of case study, end of comment. I hope this helps.